about Foundations in Faith and Foundations in Worship is, can you do it all as a group? You can do it all as a group, and I have a couple of videos on how that could best work for you. You have to just think about your group, who you're doing it with, and I will say that whoever is leading it, or if you're gonna be the one leading it, you definitely want to look at the material or at least feel confident in your doctrine and your theology, because you're going to have to share and have questions that come from the book, which luckily the book does have a teacher's key and you have all the answers in the back. So it can be done without feeling like super solid. But what I mean by having a good theology or a heart of apologetics is because there are going to be times where you are going to have to like ring in the class or ring in the discussions or just really have to still hold your ground or maybe be a mediator of certain conversations that may feel heated because people are natural debaters, but are not necessarily, you know, they're just agreeing to disagree or learning how to agree because they're listening to someone else's point of view. Outside of that, I don't think that you know, it's not like you have to have a master's degree or anything like that. It was written for you to be able to learn yourself and to teach it to someone else. And it is very easy to teach. And if you do it daily, which is the best way to do it, you'll see it build and you'll retain the information more. And you're having daily conversations with your kids. And it takes about 15 to maybe 30 minutes if you have a biography that day that you're going to be working on, but like 15 to 20 minutes really to do the actual work. And then, which we do ours during our morning time right now. That's kind of flows in there with our Bible and apologetics time is when we do ours and we do it all together and we have discussions. If you have discussions, it will take a little bit longer, and that's just up to your discretion on how much and how long you want to stay on a conversation before you move on to your next subject or how you want to end your day. Foundations and Worship, a common question that people ask is like, how do you find the music or the song? Because some of these hymns, you know, are not as familiar, like Stand Up for Jesus or something like that. And it's really just YouTube and Amazon Music is what we use. My kids grew up with hymns, so we are familiar with a wide variety of them, not all of them, and even some in Foundations in Worship we're learning about, and we love learning about the stories behind it and going deeper through the scripture that inspired the songs or the author. But I would say that you can easily just find it online with any of your preferred, me if it's Spotify, any of your preferred streaming services, and you just kind of type it in. Because I am Puerto Rican, I like listening to it if we can find it in Spanish so my kids can listen to it, or if maybe Black Gospel, or we're in the South, so I like country and bluegrass versions. But we also listen to the choir style, a cappella, and some of like Shane and Shane and the more contemporary way, I guess you can say, of singing the hymn. My husband also has recorded some hymns, so we'll listen to him with like Old Rugged Cross or something like that, because he's recorded that song, or When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. So we just really go to YouTube to find it, or Amazon Music. Outside of that, the other common question is, you know, how to go deeper with the missionaries. And we just use the YWAM books. We absolutely love YWAM publishing. We've used them for over a decade in our homeschool. And so if my kids want to go further than Great for God, we have some on our shelves, and then I will tell them to listen to Audible, or somehow we'll try to find a way to get it through Amazon or through YWAM publishing for them to go in deeper study. And then of course they also have the internet and certain websites and stuff like that. And another question that I get is it difficult, or does Foundations in Faith like push a certain denomination? And it does not. And it's not anything that any denomination would necessarily disagree with, except for maybe Catholics, because it is from a Protestant point of view. And I think Catholics could benefit from Foundations in Faith, because it teaches the truth that it is by grace alone, through Christ alone, through grace by faith in Christ alone, for the glory of God alone, because the scriptures tell us that alone. So I think that you can learn from Foundations in Faith. You can learn from, you know, going through certain creeds. I do use parts of the Westminster Confessions Creed. They use the Nicene Creed, which is pretty universal for anyone. And so I think that you can use it regardless of your denomination. I would say that it's more of a biblical view of the different doctrines, like just going back to the Bible and not even, you know, it doesn't say this is the end times and this is how and what Jesus is going to return. It maybe focuses more on the Bible verses that teach Christ's return. It will be bodily, why it has to be bodily, why he's returning, and in some sense how he's returning as far as like the clouds and everything we know about in Revelation. But it does not push a certain timing of Foundations in Faith. It does not push a certain timing of Christ's return. And the same thing about the Holy Spirit. And so it's really easy to just get the main meat of what the Bible actually says and teaches and goes deeper. And you can go deeper in that. And we have a class that's very diverse. So we do have different denominations in our class. Most of us are in a unique situation because though we might hold to a certain certain doctrines that are different, all of us find ourselves not aligning 100% with the chosen church that we attend. And a lot of us attend the same church, and not all of us agree with all the 16 distinctives of that particular church, because really COVID changed everything, especially in our area when things shut down and certain churches shut down. That really opened the eyes for people, like, I don't really want to be registering in my church shutting down. And so lots of people from different denominations have come to where we attend church, regardless of that particular denomination, because they realize, like, okay, this guy is like Bapticostal kind of guy, who, you know, is the pastor at our church, and he is very balanced, he's very biblical. And a lot of people are just like, okay, I just care about what the Bible says. And in some sense, our local pastor also goes against what his denomination says, because he preaches against women teaching, you know, and being the head leader, because it's biblical, it's what the Bible teaches. Women are not to be pastors. And so, you know, we have that whole community of people who came from different backgrounds who are now at this one central church in a major city because of what COVID ended up doing, and the poor leadership of pastors who didn't take the right stand, or pastors who didn't stand at all. So all that to say, you know, you can do it with people from different backgrounds, and regardless of your denomination, Foundations in Faith is an edifying book that goes through each, like, it has apologetics woven into it, you know, talks about like the death and burial of Jesus Christ, talks about how we've got our scriptures and how they've been preserved and why we can trust them, and all the different copies and how, you know, they weren't written by man completely, and also, like, you know, though they were written by man, it didn't negate their actual personalities. So it's really good. You can learn a lot theologically, and you can learn a lot practically for defending your faith through apologetics that are woven into it. And then you can be spiritually enriched with the missionaries that they have chosen to have in that book. Most kids don't even know some of these missionary stories, or many missionaries at all, because most people don't teach it. Unless you're taking a church history class, you really don't get this. I mean, in Foundations in Faith touches on the importance of church history and why church history, which is really world history. And, you know, to learn history without God's provision and you know, you see his sovereignty throughout it, it's kind of like not getting the whole story of it. So, you know, some of our kids were blown away to find out about, you know, Nero Caesar is the one who killed Peter and Paul. And so there's like little things like that where, you know, if a kid keeps those separate, that's not healthy. You don't look at the Bible as real history, but we teach them that the Bible is the history book of the universe. And in fact, a lot of that stuff are actually interwoven with each other. So, and the importance in that. So I would really recommend the course and not have any hesitations, because you don't know how it might teach your denomination or a certain doctrine. I mean, the best way is to go onto Masterbooks and look at the actual sample pages on there, and you could contact Israel Wayne through like Facebook, or follow the Moms of Masterbooks. Like, he's in that app, and lots of times they do like Q&A's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and you can ask your questions there. And sometimes it's really easy to get an author response. I know that Israel Wayne put something out on Facebook about how the course, there's nothing in there that if you're completely Orthodox, and we all agree, regardless of the 40 some thousand different denominations that we have as Protestants, like if you agree with the main things, keeping the main thing, and the Bible as the final and full authority on all things, and you submit yourself to the Bible, like, you're not going to disagree with how things are presented in this book. In fact, you could go even deeper. That's what I plan on doing when we get to stuff like, you know, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit or the doctrine of eschatology of end times. Like, I actually want to teach my kids in my class, like, what all are the main views of it, not just what is taught in Foundations in Faith, but let's take that a step further and say, okay, this group of people believe this, and this is why, and this is how they see the Old Testament, and in view of the New Testament, and this is what this main people believe, and this is when this became mainstream, and this is what this camp over here predominantly believes in this, so that they are just well aware, because at the end of the day, at the end of the class, we want our kids to be able to create their own statement of faith and be able to look at other churches and know how to search for churches wherever their life's going to go, especially our young men, which our class is mainly made up of young men. They're going to be leading their families. Do they know how to pick a church? Do they know how to agree or disagree with a statement of faith or the philosophy of the church? Do the church believe, you know, do they have a Baptist 2000 message confession, but, you know, maybe practically don't, you know, there maybe might be more woke than what their statement of faith is, and, you know, what's the difference between that and the 1600 one? So there's lots of ways that we can go deeper, than the Foundations in Faith is just a springboard to it. So I would not let that be a reason to keep you from using the course in a group setting or in a family setting. I do think that if you use it in a group setting, you have to be faithful to do the work at home so that you're learning and growing and having discussions and using it as a tool of discipleship and challenge for you and for your kids. Like, your kids need to see you in the Word, and you need to be in the Word and be in the Word with them, and they need to be in the Word, and you know, learning and growing, and from church history to missionaries to you know, knowing different doctrines. It's very, very important to know and to pass that down. I think it's like the most important thing that we do as our leaving a godly legacy is to leave our kids with the truth and teaching them the truth. So if you know, if you're going to do the class, I really would say to do it together with a class, or be diligent if you're doing it with a class to still do your work at home and not write it on just the main teacher who's leading it. Like, it wouldn't be fair for your kids or for me if you're not doing it, the work with them, and talking it through with them, and then them coming and being able to be more prepared and bring more to the table in class. And you know, I'm going to have more fun being able to discuss it if I know that they did the work as well, like, as a teacher. So, and also my kids, like, I can talk to them in case they don't understand anything or they want to spend more time talking about something. And then when they go to class, they feel more secure about something, or they can say, okay, well, this is what we talked about. Like, what do you guys think about this? And so you can just contribute more when you put in your own effort. And I definitely think this is a course that requires effort to be willing to learn and to grow in Christ. But it's not like super time consuming or anything like that. It is very doable to do each day in bite sizes. And I do and know a bunch of people who have procrastinated, and, you know, when you wait, it can take you, if you wait for the last hour, it can literally take you an hour to do like a week's worth of stuff. I wouldn't recommend that, because that's a lot of deep knowledge that you're trying to cram in, but I definitely think it is worth the buy. It's very affordable, and you can get it on MasterBooks. You can also get it at Israel Wayne's website. I think it's like Family Renewal. But this book is awesome, and it's very doable, and the answers are in the back in case you feel intimidated, or you might not know anything, or be as knowledgeable in something. Like, you can have the answers because they are in the back of the book. So don't let that say, well, I don't know to systematic theology, or I don't feel that sure, or maybe I need to learn with my kids. And another thing is, you could learn right along with your kids, or you can do it before your kids do it. But you do have the answers in the back of the book, and they do a good job of like holding your hand, to get you through each lesson. So don't let fear keep you from God and His Word and what He could do through this time together with you and your children. So I hope that this has helped dispel some of the concerns and questions that I have gotten for Foundations in Faith and Foundations in Worship. Definitely recommended, and it is a fun course, and it will change the way you think, and it's encouraging. So take the time to do it, and I hope that you guys are all doing well. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you next time.